Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Yes, this is Doris O'Brien. I was on hold for a long time, and then all of a sudden I was disconnected.
Okay. Well, can you provide me with your zip code?
63438.
You stated that is 63438, correct?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. And can you restate your first and last name? I'm sorry.
Dolores O'Brien.
Would it be just listed under a D. O'Brien?
Yes.
Okay. To confirm that this is correct, can you verify your mailing address?
28589 Larch Avenue, Durham, Missouri, 63438.
Okay. One moment, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I do see that they have you here listed previously for that sweepstakes contest entry.
Mm-hmm.
Results in signing up, completing the survey for the Dyson vacuum. And you stated that you were on hold for a while?
Yeah, they've had me on hold. She was trying to get that taken off of my statement because I know nothing about that. I think it's fraud.
Okay, well, as you do state that it's fraud, ma'am, you would have to hold on the line till the fraud department can further assist you regarding the transactions.
Right, and I was holding on line. Then all of a sudden, you know, I was waiting and they were playing music, and then all of a sudden it was just disconnected.
Okay, well, I am able to go ahead and proceed to having your information transferred again, but as you do state
okay.
It was fraud, you would have to get transferred to the fraud department at this time.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. One moment while I proceed to having your information transferred.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So at this time, I am still here with you. I'm just making sure that I get your information successfully transferred.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So at this time, I do want to thank you for contacting customer service. You have a great day. You'll be put on
okay.
A brief hold so that someone can
all
further
right.
Assist you.
Thank you.